Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. I am so excited to have our guests this evening. We have Renata Burke from Renata Burke Signatures. Renata is an entrepreneur and event planning extraordinaire. She does some fabulous events that shut down the internet. They are really just beyond beautiful and beyond engaging. So we are so excited here to have her on the show to talk about her journey into entrepreneurship and to talk about event planning in general. So first off, Renata, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So why don't we start off by you introducing yourself to the audience and telling everyone how Renata Burke Signatures came into existence.
Okay. Again, Kimmy, thank you so much for having me. I'm Renata Burke. I am owner of Renata Burke Signatures down in Bainbridge, Georgia, somewhere no one would ever pick it out on a map. Like, it's so small, you would never, ever know where it is or ever would want to visit. But we really have some really good people here. Renata Burke Signatures started as Couture Events by Re back in 2011. And I began that journey because I wasn't happy in my current situation. I was a manager for low-income tax credit housing. And I just said to myself one day, there has to be something more out here for me. Like, I should not have to dread getting up every morning, going to work. You know, I should be enjoying what it is that I'm doing, especially if I'm making a living doing it. So at the end of 2011, I said, you know what, no more. And I took every dime that I have in my savings account and I purchased linen. I said, you know, I enjoy doing this. I've enjoyed doing this since I was a teenager with my parents, with my friends, just making the space pretty. So why not put myself out there to make money doing something that I love doing? And it just happened that I was good at it. I look back at some of the things that I've done even way back then, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, how did I think I was good enough to even post this? But back then, it was pretty dope. And I just took that and I ran with it. I ran with it. And from there, it opened different opportunities for me to host other events. And just recently, I did a kids prom where we have children ages 2 to 10. They come out, they dress up, and they have a really good time. But on the flip side of that, it also teaches them. It teaches the little boys how to treat a lady. It teaches the little girls how to be a lady and know how to be treated even at such a young, tender age. I'm humbled because I would have never thought that from 2011 until present day that I would even be in the position that I'm in right now, especially just jumping out there, deciding, okay, look, we've got to just go for the gusto and just get out there and do it. That's pretty much what entrepreneurship is about, just doing it and not being afraid and not having the fear. Yeah, we're going to fail. Yeah, we're going to get knocked down 9 times, but yeah, we're going to get up 10. So here we are.
Great. I know since you're doing event planning, there might be certain times of the year that are more busy for you and times that are more slow. How do you balance all of that out?
To be honest with you, they're really with event planning, maybe, but with like design, you don't have any downtime. You have no downtime. I look at my calendar now and I'm already booking for 2019. I think I have a wedding, at least one wedding per season, or one wedding per quarter in 2019. There really are no down your time, and understand that we all have the same 24 hours in a day. It's up to you as to what you do with those 24 hours. So what I had to learn was I had to learn how to delegate. I had to learn how to give that responsibility to somebody else and just say, look, I need you to do something with this. Please just do something. It's helped, you know, because I'm such a procrastinator. I always wait till the last minute to do something. And it's helped because I work well under pressure. But at the same time, that same pressure, it's really not good for me because I lose sleep. I'm grumpy. I'm grouchy. You know, the team, they don't like to be around me. And my team, I call them my clutch, because your clutch or your bag or whatever it is, that's your greatest accessory. And I wouldn't be Renata Burke's Signatures if I didn't have that signature clutch to go along with me, if that makes sense. So where I'm weak, they're very strong. You know, if they see something that's lacking, and they've been with me, you know, everybody's been with me since the beginning. And if they see where I'm lacking in some area, they don't say, hey, what is it that you need me to do? They just step in that paint and they do it for me. So I'm grateful to have them when those times that we're speaking of get busy, or maybe not as busy as other times. But nowadays, we used to have a season, like a wedding season. Now the entire year is a wedding season. The entire year. You always have somebody that wants to get married in the winter, the spring, the summer, the fall, because they all have different visions. So we really just don't have that much downtime.
Well, that's awesome. I think you brought up a really, really, really good point. And I'm kind of feeling that myself too. Can you talk and tell, when did you know it was time to outsource? And what exactly do you outsource?
As far as the planning part goes, I don't normally get involved in that. There is someone on the team who will meet the client and then relay whatever it is that the client wants. They stand as that liaison between myself and the client. So they'll meet with the client and then they will tell me what it is that they want or what they need. I learned to outsource that responsibility very, very early, because when you're only one person, you just kind of got to realize, yeah, I can be Superwoman, but Superwoman still needs assistance. Right. So I couldn't take all the credit. I didn't want to take all the glory. I didn't want to take all of that. And I just knew that if I did not do that, I would be tired. I would be burned out. And I did that. I did that for about a year or two. You know, I was trying to help plan. I was trying to help design. I was trying to help pick out invitations. I was trying to help do anything that was involved in the event planning process. And I just couldn't do it. I just could not do it. So I said, you know what? I'm good at the visual. I'm going to let you take care of this. I'm going to let you take care of that. And we're just going to come together.
Wow.
Event okay. day, we're just going to come together and do what it is that we need to do to make it happen as okay. stress-free as possible.
Okay. So that's worked out well for you.
It has. It really, really has. It really, really has. And it really, to be honest with you, Kimmy, like 2018 is when it really started to work out better for me, because I had so much other baggage that was keeping me stagnant to a point where I couldn't think straight. I couldn't say, hey, Angela, I need you to do this. Hey, LaCora, I need you to do that. Hey, Leticia, I need you to do that. I couldn't do that because I was so bogged down in other things that were going on in my personal life. I just kind of let those things kind of mesh into my business or my professional life. So just this year is when that light bulb just kind of clicked. It's like, you know what? You've been doing this all wrong this entire time.
Mm. And so you found the system.
And now I kind of have it down to a science.
Yeah, science. Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Sounds like you really prioritize doing the part that you're most talented yeah. and gifted in, and finding a system that worked for you with your team. And I think that is very important. Like you said, with the whole Superwoman, we can't do everything, but are we still giving our best quality of work? So sometimes you do. And I've heard other people who have assistants say too, you have to kind of sometimes play with it till you find mm-hmm. that kind of flow that really works. Like, okay, this works. And a lot of people have said it actually increased their yep. business and increased what they could do, because you're more efficient at what you do very well. So,
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So for people who are thinking they may need an event planner, what are some signs that you may need someone to actually really help you with an event, a hosting event? And what are some of the steps they should take in the beginning? Like, I know I want to host this event at my church, or I know I had an event planner when I wanted to have a birthday celebration for myself in a different city. What are some signs that someone might benefit from having an event planner, and what are some of the beginning steps you should take before kind of reaching out to someone for their services?
To be completely honest with you, I think everyone would need an event planner, especially if you're planning something for yourself or a close family member. Now, we have people that plan their own events. They just kind of bring us in to conduct the visual part of it. But it's so worry-free when you can just relinquish all of that responsibility to someone who has some type of expertise in that area. And if you're doing it yourself and you've had absolutely no knowledge of where to start, how to find a venue, how to find a caterer, how to find a DJ, a photographer, what have you, it can become really, really stressful. So by the time you have this event, so if you had a birthday party, by the time your birthday party is here, you're not going to enjoy it because you're so fatigued. You're so tired. So why not allow someone who knows what they're doing, who can tell you, look, all I need is your colors and your date, your time, your venue. That's all I need. Just leave everything else up to me. Wouldn't it be great to just have that? It's kind of like a personal assistant or someone in your head to think for you, because that's all an event planner is. They just think for you. So once that event planner can kind of solidify all those details, and then you have someone like myself to come in and do the design work, you have no worries. So one of the first things that someone should think about if they're thinking about having an event is know your budget. Know your budget. Know what you want, but have a reasonable budget. We have so many people who want these really, really elaborate, beautiful events that would cost thousands, but you only have $500 for the decorations, or you only have $500 to make it look nice, or you only have $500 for food. So know your budget, have a reasonable budget. And if you don't have, you know, the funds for that, scale back, just scale back. Have a vision board, because we have so many people who kind of think that we can read your mind. No, we cannot read your mind. We try our best to. We try our best to think for you, but we have to have something to go by. We have to have something, some type of inspiration from you. Like I said, a vision board, something that you've seen on Pinterest, something that you've seen wherever. Know what you want and be decisive in what it is that you want. Next thing you would want to do is make sure you know and understand that once you give someone the opportunity to be your event planner, to be your event designer, to be your photographer, whatever vendor it is that you're using, understand that these people are the professional. Because if you're a banker, we can't go and tell you how to do your job. So as best as you can, try not to come to us and tell us how to do our job. If we're doing something that you don't deem as being sufficient enough for you, of course, tell us. But don't come in the day of and say, I don't like that color of that tablecloth. Okay, well, this is what you ask for. Or I don't like the way this is placed. Or the fork goes on the right side of the plate when everybody knows that the fork goes on the left side of the plate. Don't tell us that we're not doing something right when we know that we're doing our job. So that would be some of the advice that I would give anyone who's trying to plan an event. Let us be great, because if you did not, if you felt like we were mediocre in anything that we were doing, you'd have never had the confidence to pay us. You know, you'd have never had the confidence to give us the opportunity to serve you. Because at the end of the day, we are all, whatever vendor that you're using, we're all a walking business card. And every event that we conduct or orchestrate, we're going to gain, it's a networking event. And that's basically what it is. We're going to gain several customers from your one event. So we're going to make sure we make you look good, because it makes us look good.
Mm, great. I never thought about that way. That is very true. How could the audience get in contact with you if they're interested? And just to point out, you do travel, so you don't just do events in Georgia or Southern Georgia. You are open, right, and your team will travel. How would they learn more about Renata Burke Signatures and the services that you and your team offer?
I am on Facebook, Renata Burke Signatures on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I just recently started a business page on Instagram, and it's signatures. It's _signatures. And I do have an email address, RenataBurtSignatures@gmail.com.
Okay, awesome. So Renata, I know you as a busy entrepreneur. What is your mantra? What's your quote? What's one of the daily things that you live by?
A couple things. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. We all have a God-given talent, so we got to use it. We have to use it. And as long as we're working, as long as we're working for or working towards a goal, we'll reach that goal if we just keep pushing. Just keep pushing. Don't give up. Don't give in. And don't throw in the towel. And signatures. Webster best defines signature as the act of signing one's name. Whatever you do, own it. It's yours.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for your time. Renata Burke Signatures. You can find Renata Burke Signatures on Facebook, _signatures on Instagram, and RenataBurkeSignatures@gmail, correct?
Correct.
All right, Renata, thank you so much for your time. And we are grateful that you came and joined us on the Early Accountability Podcast.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.